Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, 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 it's Monty, and welcome to episode 103 of the Rockcast.
We are now entering hell.
You know, anybody that knows me knows that I am a man who has a lot of questions about life. For example, does God exist? Did man really land on the moon? Why am I still doing these podcasts? And is anybody listening to them?
No.
Well, of course, the answer to all those questions is, I don't know.
Dumbass.
No, I don't have all the answers, and I don't know everything. But I do know that I'm good at what I do, and I do it with a passion. And hopefully that's why you're listening to me right now. If indeed anyone is listening. So this is Monty. Welcome to the show. You're welcome. On today's show, you're gonna get some cool tunes, some CD reviews, and some rock on TV. But first, how about some rapid fire emails and comments? Yes, as it turns out, there are a couple of people listening, and they even wrote to tell me what they've thought of the last couple of episodes.
I lasted approximately 6 minutes, and I turned it off.
First up, I heard from Alex Barlow on Facebook, who admitted he has recently checked out some other rock and metal podcasts on the internet. And though the music is good, the hosts, quote, lack charisma. And Alex promises that he will not stray from the Rockcast ever again. He also said he really enjoyed the segment I did on dreams.
It was silly.
Well, thanks so much, Alex. Yeah, I've had a couple of people mention they liked the dream segment. And I had another weird one the other night where once again I'm in a band, but this time I'm playing in somebody's house. And I look around, and there's only one person watching me. And I think to myself, wow, this is like every crunchy gig I've ever had.
Go!
But then I realize it's midnight on a Sunday, and I'm like, well, no wonder no one's here. Everybody's gotta work tomorrow. And then I look down at my guitar, and there's no strings on it.
I don't know how you sleep at night.
I also got a very nice email from Aaron in Iowa, who said, Monty, just wanted to thank you for putting out your podcast. Honestly, it's one of my favorites, and you do a spectacular job producing it. Aaron also wanted to ask me when I'm going to do some more artwork.
I think we need to have the answer to that.
Well, thank you so much, Aaron. I really appreciate that. And as far as the artwork, well, I'm always doing it. People hire me to do murals for them. They commission me to do portraits, to paint their kids, their dogs, and just all kinds of weird stuff. So if anybody out there wants painting, drop me an email. That kind of thing might make a nice gift for your wife or husband.
Yeah, no.
Now, I don't get a lot of email from women, especially wanting to know about my bass tone. But Amy Crawford wrote to say, Monty, love your music. Would you please disclose your stage rig in short for me?
What does that mean?
Well, Amy, I have talked about this on past episodes, but the short version is I use two different amps. For the low end, I use an Ampeg head with an SVT 810 cabinet.
What the hell are you talking about?
Now, for the high-end grit grinding distortion sound that I have, I use a guitar head and 412 cabinet. Now, one amp without the other is gonna sound like crap, but combined they form a wall of death.
Unbelievably nasty.
I also use bright, fresh, brand new strings for every gig, and I also use a pick.
Ah.
Now, lastly, but most importantly, you gotta get yourself a really long guitar strap and get that thing slung down as close to your knee as possible. This really won't improve your tone, but it does look really cool.
That is so helpful.
So thanks for the question, Amy. I hope you found that information useful.
No, I don't think so.
The Love Fest continued with an extremely kind email from Whitney in Minnesota. And he says he's been a Galactic Cowboys fan for years. He's got my Crunchy CDs, and now he's a fan of the show. But he never thought he would ever send an email to a musician because he finds most of them to be dickheads.
Absolutely.
Well, you're right about that, Whitney. And as a matter of fact, when I was on the road, most of the rock stars I met were complete tools. There was always the exception, like the guys from Pantera and Dream Theater and even Anthrax. They were all cool. But then you'd meet somebody like Chris Cornell from Soundgarden and he'd just be a total jerk. It was like he thought he was too good to even acknowledge your existence. But you will not get that from me, and you can ask anybody who knows me, and they will tell you that I'm not better than anyone.
How true it is.
I also recently exchanged a few emails with listener Phil Robinson. And Phil was suggesting that I do like some other people have done recently, like Ginger from the Wild Hearts, and do kind of a pledge system where you get the fans to pre-finance your album. And he was saying I should do that with Crunchy, and I said, well, I don't know if anyone would ever actually support me in something like that.
Nope.
But it's certainly a cool idea, and I would definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Phil also mentioned there's a band called Tsar, it's spelled T-S-A-R, and they've got a new EP out. And I said, wow, is that that band that had a CD out in 2000? And he said, yes, it is. Well, I got to thinking about when that album came out, and it was around the same time that I put out my first Crunchy CD, All Day Sucker. Well, like I've said before, when I did All Day Sucker, people were expecting me to put out a metal album, and it wasn't. And I caught a lot of crap from people, but I wanted to do something different. And at that time, I was listening to stuff like Tsar and the Marvelous Three and American Hi-Fi and the Wild Hearts. And now, 13 years later, people are starting to go, hey, I like that stuff. So if you're one of those people, I suggest you go find yourself a Tsar album. Once again, it's T-S-A-R, and it's great melodic stuff. And that was a great album. Yes, Kathy Fong is the bomb, whoever that is that they're talking about. And so is Harry announcer guy Matt in St. Louis. And he wrote to tell me that he thinks Flyleaf is still going to be great even though they just lost their lead singer. And I got to tell you, I couldn't disagree more. I'm not saying that chick was the whole band, but she is what made them special. And sometimes you just can't replace that magic. I mean, just ask Judas Priest or Motley Crue how that went.
It's all downhill after that.
And I'm sorry, Journey. You can get a little miniature Filipino version of Steve Perry, and he may sing just like him, but I still know that's not Journey.
And I will have no part of it.
Yeah, you heard me.
I will have no part of it!
Now, Matt and I may not agree on everything, but Matt has good taste in music, and he asked me if I'd ever heard of a band called The Classic Crime. He said, I think you might like them, so I went on YouTube and checked out some of their videos, and I did like them. And so here now is a great song by The Classic Crime. It's off their CD, The Silver Cord, and it's called Abracadavers.
I have been blessed, and now I'm blind. A veil's been pulled over my eyes. Now every bad season that kept me believing seems so contrived. There's more glory to be seen.
God, what a great voice that guy has. So thanks to Matt for turning me on to the classic crime. You may not realize it, but in the past couple of weeks, I've been putting in some extra time and effort to bring you the best podcast on the internet.
You don't say.
Yes, and that could only mean one thing.
What?
I've been watching a lot of television.
Shocking.
So, as promised, here's some rock on TV.
I don't have time to waste on crap like this.
Yes, while you were doing something useful with your life, like, say, spending time with your family, I was taping things on my DVR and then watching them so I could tell you about them.
What a great guy.
In case you didn't realize it, November 11th was National Metal Day. And on VH1 Classic, they had shows about hard rock and metal for the entire day. Or at least that's what they told us it was. I tried to watch as much as I could possibly stomach, but by the end of the day, I was less than thrilled. However, it is 2012, so if a music channel runs anything other than rap, a reality show, or Lady Gaga, I consider myself lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I started things out with a show called Metal Mania. And the opening for the show was this heavy music and these graphics that had spinning pentagrams and goat heads. But then all it turned out to be was a bunch of videos from the 80s by glam rock bands like Whitesnake and Def Leppard. And of course, they were all cheesy ballads, and they all had the same kind of ingredients. You always got the token model slash stripper slash hot chick. And you get shots of them floating down the river on a boat, or maybe throwing a TV out a window, or just standing there looking hot. And then spliced in between that, you get shots of the band, and they were almost always blonde guys with really long hair, and they were making the sex faces.
What?
You know what I'm talking about. They'd kind of lower their chin and raise one eyebrow, and they'd look at the camera like, oh yeah, baby, you want me bad.
Yeah.
And I think the worst offender was David Coverdale. He had a great voice, but man, was he douchey. In fact, they could have called the whole genre douche rock.
Isn't the name terrific?
After Metal Mania, I watched a behind the music about Motley Crue.
Wow.
I'd seen it before, but it always amazes me because you see a lot of normal people and they'll live healthy and then drop over dead for no apparent reason. But somehow these guys snorted and injected everything possible into their bodies and they're just fine. Well, except for Mick Mars, who I think died about 20 years ago and somebody forgot to tell him.
Right.
After that, it was time for a 10-hour video countdown called America's Hard 100. And this was supposedly the top 100 hard rock and metal videos of all time, picked by the people of America. And so I thought, okay, I'll give this a shot. And at number 100 was Anthrax and Public Enemy with Bring the Noise.
Yo.
And I thought, well, that's kind of a rap song, but all right, it rocks. So let's go on to 99. And it was Silent Lucidity by Queensryche. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's a beautiful song, but there's nothing hard about it.
What the hell is going on here?
After that, I got stuff like Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden, some Foo Fighters and Jane's Addiction, and I started saying, are they ever going to have a metal band on this show?
I guess not!
Well, eventually they did get to some Slayer and Sepultura and Pantera, but then out of nowhere, you'd get Cherry Pie by Warrant. There were a few things I agreed with, like Peace Sells by Megadeth was at 25, and then you had Iron Maiden with Run to the Hills at 20. But as they got to the top of this list, things just really started getting weird. For instance, Paranoid by Black Sabbath was sandwiched in between Gypsy Rose by Cinderella and Talk Dirty to Me by Poison.
What?
Yes, you heard me right. That was Talk Dirty to Me at number 10 ahead of Black Sabbath.
How can that be?
At number 9, you had Guns N' Roses with November Rain, which was neither hard nor metal. It was a ballad. But then they got things back on track with classics like Back in Black, Crazy Train, Holy Diver. And I was even fine with number 5, which was Balls to the Wall by Accept. I was surprised it was that high on the list, but the guitar tone on that song is amazing.
Brutal!
However, the list went back into what the hell territory at number 4 with Poison, Nothing But a Good Time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm serious.
No.
Poison.
No!
I don't care how many albums they sold or how huge they got back then. That band sucked then, they suck now, and so does that song.
I think that is mean.
Number 3 was Guns N' Roses, and I would have thought Welcome to the Jungle, but no, it was Paradise City. But nothing could have surprised me more than number 2, which was Typo Negative, Black number 1.
You're kidding me!
I mean, I sat there in amazement thinking I was in some kind of bizarro world. And don't get me wrong, I love Typo Negative, but number 2? I had no idea America even remembered Typo Negative, much less that song, but there it was at number 2, and that left us with number 1. And of all the hard rock and metal songs ever recorded, America felt that Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer was the best video ever.
Staggering and mind-blowing.
Now, granted, I don't usually agree with these kind of lists, but they are what they are.
Horrible.
And America voted, and they decided that Bon Jovi had the hardest rock and video of all time, and I just have to accept that. Kind of like the presidential election. I was surprised at that too.
Mind boggled.
But just because the results didn't turn out like I wanted them to, doesn't mean that I think America is made up of mostly idiots.
Yeah?
No, I don't think that at all.
Sounds like you do.
After America's Hard 100, That Metal Show had a special. But it was mostly a best of with a lot of clips, and it really wasn't that special.
Ah.
However, National Metal Day wrapped up with a Judas Priest concert from 1983. Apparently, it was some rare footage from the US Festival back then, and it looked like there was about 100,000 people at this show. I actually saw them on that tour in 83, and they were great when I saw them, and they were great on this DVD, too. Even though I could have done without stuff like Living After Midnight, the set list was pretty cool. They opened up with Electric Eye, and there's Halford in his little leather cap and a whip, and he just looked as gay as can be. Of course, none of us thought that back then, we just thought he was badass. But you see him now and you're thinking, yeah, I know what's going on there.
I beg your pardon?
They eventually got to songs like Metal God, Screaming for Vengeance, Diamonds and Rust, and of course, Hellbent, Hellbent Forever!
What the hell was that?
Hellbent, Hellbent Forever.
It doesn't get much more metal than Rob Halford riding out onto the stage on a motorcycle and singing Hellbent for Leather. And that was about as good as it got on National Metal Day.
Aww.
In typical VH1 fashion, as soon as the Judas Priest concert was over, they played the video Man Eater by Hall & Oates. After seeing that, I turned the TV off and went to bed. Because after 24 hours of National Metal Day, I was tired. But it was a good kind of tired. Kind of. All right, kiddies, it's time to sit down in Uncle Monty's living room and check out some new CDs. Yeah, all right, sound fun? Well, good, I'm glad you're excited. All right, just shut the hell up. God, okay, as I was saying, I'm gonna play you some clips off some new CDs. They're all different styles and genres. And then I'll talk about them, give you my opinions, throw out some bits of genius, and more than likely make some smart-ass comments.
Don't be a jerk.
So let's get things started with the supergroup Black Country Communion, and their new one is called Afterglow. This is their third CD, and definitely my least favorite of the three, but I love Glenn Hughes, and as usual, he sings his butt off on this CD. I'm not really into the whole Zeppelin blues rock kind of thing, but his voice makes it worth listening to. Now, if you're a big fan of Zeppelin, Deep Purple, Joe Bonamassa, King's X, all that kind of stuff, definitely check out Afterglow by Black Country Communion. However, I must warn you, don't get too attached to this band, because from what I understand, they broke up.
I'm stunned.
I don't know if it's true, but rumor has it they weren't getting along, and so they just decided to go their separate ways.
Yeah, just a shame.
I personally find it hard to believe that musicians would have a hard time coexisting with each other. But apparently that's the case.
I mean, this is devastating.
But by all means, don't get down and depressed, because we still have their CDs we can listen to, and there's some good songs on this new one. Now, if you like something a little more punk rock, if you like Green Day, you might like this next band. They're called Billy Talent.
Never heard of him.
No, there's no one in the band named Billy Talent. That's just the name of the group.
He's a jerk.
They're from Canada, and they've actually been around a while. This is their fifth CD, and it's called Dead Silence.
I'm not really expecting very much from him.
But like I said, no one in the band is named Billy Talent. It's not the name of the singer or the guitar player. It's just the name of the band, kind of like Jethro Tull.
I love him.
Yeah, all right, whatever. I've been a fan for a long time. They've always got at least two or three great songs on every CD. They've got a lot of punk energy going on, but at the same time, the guitar player is very tasty, and they use a lot of vocal harmonies. Once again, the CD is called Dead Silence, and it's from the Canadian band Billy Talent.
He's a maniac!
Okay, well, whatever. Moving right along. This winter, when you get all moody and depressed because the weather sucks, you might want to lock yourself into a dark room and listen to the new CD by the Deftones. The name of the album is something weird in Japanese that I don't feel like trying to pronounce, but just take my word for it, it's some real heavy stuff that should help you go into the depths of despair.
Awesome.
I've never really gotten into the Deftones. I saw them live about 10 years ago and they sounded horrible. And whenever I listened to their CDs, it just all kind of sounded the same. So when I got this new CD, I didn't really think I'd like it, but there's actually some pretty special moments on here. Some of it's still kind of meandering for me, but most of it is really heavy. The bass sound is great, and some of the melody lines are pretty awesome. Now, what I have to say next is not easy for me, and it pains me to tell you this, but Soundgarden has a new CD. Yeah, and I know some of you guys out there like Soundgarden. Well, everybody likes Soundgarden, except me.
Something's wrong with you.
Over the years, I've liked a couple of their songs, but for the most part, I just don't care for what they do. Nevertheless, it is my duty as your friend and podcaster to let you know the name of their new CD is King Animal. The other thing you probably ought to know about me is that I do not like Chris Cornell's voice.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you knew there had to be somebody out there that didn't like his voice. Well, I'm the guy. I'm the one person on earth that doesn't like his voice.
Absolute idiot.
But don't worry, it's nothing personal. It's got nothing to do with the fact that when I met Chris Cornell, he was aloof and a bit of a tool. I just don't particularly care for his screechy voice or his boring ass music. Outside of that, I think he's awesome.
Oh, that is so nice.
Alrighty. Well, as you can tell, I did not like this album and I cannot recommend it. Which can mean only one thing. Everybody listening right now will probably run out and buy this.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, the next CD I'm going to talk about is... Okay, hang on. Apparently we have some breaking news, and here to give it to us one time is Rockcast News girl Lindsay. What do you got, Lindsay?
Well, Monty, I have some very unfortunate and upsetting news to report.
Well, no, sweetie, I already mentioned the election.
No, this is even worse than that.
What? Oh my, well, this has got to be bad.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Monty, this news has the nation in a virtual panic.
Wow.
Yes, I'm so sad to report that Hostess, makers of Twinkies and Ding Dongs, is going out of business.
Oh, now, Lindsay, this cannot be true.
Oh, it's true.
No.
In past weeks, Twinkies have been flying off the shelves, and it's almost impossible to find a Ding Dong anywhere.
Oh my God.
I know.
I'm gonna have to say it again, only this time a little more dramatic. Oh my God.
I mean, what are we going to do?
Well, Lindsay, we all just have to stay calm. I'm sure there's been things like this that have happened in the past that have been just as bad.
Sure.
However, nothing springs to my mind at the moment.
Right.
I know I've been eating those things since I was a kid, and I don't really know what I'm going to do without them, but I guess I'm just going to have to learn how to cope.
Sure.
Sometimes life throws you a curveball or an obstacle, and you've just got to figure out how to deal with it and get through it.
Right.
It's like I used to love these things called Snyder's Pretzels.
Uh-huh.
And they were garlic flavored, and I just eat them by the bagfuls.
Uh-huh.
Well, one day I go to the store to buy some more, and I look at the shelf, and they've got jalapeno, they've got cheese, they've got honey mustard, but no garlic. And I looked all over town, and no one has them, and I haven't had a bag since.
Right.
Still, I refuse to let that get me down, and I will continue to stay positive, because after all, there are other snacks out there, like, say, corn nuts.
Excellent point.
Okay, so, Lindsay, where do we go from here?
Well, for the time being, we're all pretty much screwed.
Oh.
But experts say your best bet to locate Hostess products is on eBay, Craigslist, or the black market.
Oh, okay. Well, Lindsay, this black market that you speak of, is that like one of those grocery stores they have in the ghettos?
No, Monty. In this case, it's just a term used for illegal activity.
Ah, I see. Okay, well, we've got a caller who has a question for you, Lindsay.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Huh?
Yes, what's your question?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the Rockcast. What's your question?
Am I on?
Yes, you're on. Do you have a question?
Oh, hey. Well, what I wanted to say was you're doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, I love the show.
Good, good. What's your question?
Well, I mainly just have one comment, and that is that the Chiefs need to fire their coach.
Okay, this is not a sports show.
It's not?
No, this is the Rockcast, and we are talking about the devastating news that we can no longer get Twinkies.
Oh.
So, sir, do you have a question for Lindsay?
Well, yeah.
Well, go ahead.
My question is, what's in them Twinkies?
What?
The caller's question is, what's in them Twinkies?
Oh, well, although Twinkies have been around for decades, no one really knows for sure.
Oh.
But best we can tell, it's whipped animal fat.
Oh, okay. I always wondered. That is very interesting.
Yes, it is.
All right, Lindsay. Well, thank you for that report. And please come back and interrupt the show if you get any more information.
Will do, Monty.
Continuing on with the CD reviews, Jeff Tate has a new solo album. It's called Kings and Thieves.
It's over. Car door slam. She's running down the highway. Down the highway. One more cigarette. Headlights flash. Might regret. Can't forget that day. Trying to stay between the lines as I drive towards an end.
Seems like just yesterday, Jeff Tate was getting kicked out of Queensryche. But apparently it doesn't take that long to throw together a new band and put out a solo CD. Or at least that's kind of the way this sounds. It starts out well, but as the CD rolls on, I personally just found it kind of dull. I've heard some other people say they really liked this CD, so if you love his voice, you might want to give it a chance. I think Jeff Tate is a great singer. I just didn't find the songs on here that interesting. And finally, if you like metalcore, you might be interested to know that there's a new CD by All That Remains. It's called A War You Cannot Win. All That Remains is a really good band, but there's something about them that just doesn't quite do it for me. I think the riffs are really good, but they don't blow my mind. And I appreciate that there's a lot of melody on here, but for some reason I don't find myself wanting to sing it over and over. So for me, only a partial recommendation. I'll say somewhere between 2.5 and 3 bloody metal skulls. The other day I got on Facebook and started reading the status updates from all the people on my friends list, and before you know it, I had wasted 45 minutes of my life. And it made me wonder, what did people do to get attention before there was Facebook? Did they just run out in their yards naked and scream at the top of their lungs, "Hey, look at me"?
You bet I did.
I have no idea, but I'm so thankful that Facebook wasn't around when I was 17 or 18 years old, because I can only imagine the stupidity that would have come out of my teenage brain and ended up on my Facebook wall every day. But it's 2012, and every single person on Earth is awesome, and every single thought you have is important. So with that in mind, here now is a segment I like to call Facebook Status Updates. These are actual things that people have posted on Facebook that I have read while wasting my life. Enjoy. Trials, temptations, and disappointments. All these are helps instead of hindrances if one uses them rightly. Why don't more people appreciate goats? The most spiritual place in the world is right inside of each of us. Nothing like waking up to dog diarrhea all over the house. OMG, I might have to go to the hospital. Went out to dinner and have trouble breathing, swallowing, and only way I can make it go away is if I keep throwing up. Love the people who treat you right. Pray for the ones who don't. Life is too short. Falling down is part of life. Getting back up is living. Rest in peace, hostess. I'm going to miss the orange cupcakes the most. God is more real to me than ever. It's all starting to come together. Girls can always tell when you look at their boobs. It doesn't matter how quickly you glance. 1 second is like 5 seconds in boob time. It's not the Twinkie I'm upset about, it's the chocolate cupcakes. If you think you're more loving than God, you're really just permissive, which shows a lack of moral bearing. I still feel like a warmed-over dog turd, fixing to take a nap. I drive myself insane trying to find the answers, but I have come to the realization that sometimes the answers are right in front of me. Hello, new updated Facebook app. You suck. I think I'm addicted to orange Tic Tacs. These things are freaking good. Didn't make it to the gym today. That makes 5 years in a row. Why does Facebook give me the option to like my own status? Of course I like my status. I'm freaking hilarious and sexy. Happy Thanksgiving, people. God bless. Currently laughing at the sad, pathetic lives of people that suck. That is all. Carry on as you were. Well, that's going to do it for another episode of the Rockcast. As always, thanks for listening.
It was awful.
if you'd like to support the show, blah, 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 MontyCalvin.net, blah, 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 CDs, t-shirts, and paintings.
Commercial's over.
So what did we learn today?
The answer to that is nothing.
Well, we learned if you email me, I read them, and I might even read them on the show.
So what?
We also learned that there's not much new music that I actually like.
You're intolerant.
But most importantly, we learned that everyone is awesome.
You're sure about that?
Well, maybe not everyone, but I am.
No, you're not.
And to celebrate that fact, I'm going to play a song by the Dolly Rots, and it's called Because I'm Awesome.
You suck.
But that's going to do it for me for now. So until next time, this is Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like, unless it's me. And
rock on. This has been Monty's Rockcast.
The end.